Alrighty guys, welcome back to the first episode of the Swing Trading Podcast. This channel is going to be fully devoted for swing trading, and honestly, this is going to be all unedited, raw, pretty much raw emotions when it comes with trading the stock market. So guys, I hope you guys all enjoyed this. If you guys have any questions, by all means, ask them down below. And if you guys are like, who is this guy? My name is Carter, and I've been a full-time swing trader in the stock market for 6 years. And we do have very, very exciting news. If you guys want to learn to trade, I do have a brand new swing trading course where we do talk about my strategies, my mindset, how I find stocks. There's live streams, there's quizzes, there's lectures. It's absolutely fantastic. You guys can use code YouTube to get 20% off. So make sure you guys check it out down below. All right, but let's kind of dive into what are the pillars of trading here. This is a common question that, you know, I get asked is, Carter, like, what makes up swing trading? So starting off with the first pillar. The first pillar is by far probably the most important, and that is emotion. When you buy a stock, you're going to be filled with so much emotion. You're going to be thinking the stock could go to the moon. Maybe you have FOMO. Maybe you bought this stock because your friend or family told you to. Maybe this stock is starting to sell off and you're getting scared, and maybe you have hope. So emotion is a very, very common thing that you will get faced with trading, but there is some things and some key takeaways that you can do to minimize your emotional toll. So the first thing that I always do is, obviously, you got to have a plan. You can't go into swing trading just willy-nilly, just trying to buy random stocks and seeing if they go up. No. What you actually got to do, and what I think is very, very important, is having a plan. And what is in a swing trading plan? Well, obviously, the first thing is going to be your entry. When you buy a stock, you're not buying a stock just to buy that stock. You're buying that stock because it's on a support line, or it's undervalued, or there's certain indicators or scanners that gave you a reason to buy it, right? Not to mention, when you buy a stock, you always should have your stop loss set. Now, a stop loss is pretty much just the max amount of money you're willing to lose on your trade. Because all traders, they lose money at some point, right? You can go, you know, a week, you can go maybe even a month if you're really good and be 100% dead money. But eventually, you'll have a losing trade. Now, what makes up a successful trader from a non-successful trader is minimizing those losses. And a lot of people think that risk management is about, you know, just making money and, you know, cutting your losses, which it is, but it's actually preserving your capital. You know, I would rather see you guys, you know, not make any money just starting out and fully understand risk management and cut your losses where you need to cut them, rather than fund your account, start trading, and actually make money. Because the reason why I say, you know, that over making money, it's very simple, is eventually you'll have a losing trade, and the person that doesn't understand risk management will probably lose a good majority of their profit, rather than somebody that's already broke even or maybe even lost a little bit of money but understands that risk management. It's going to be a lot better for them. So risk management and, you know, obviously emotions play a very, very important factor. Another very, very strong pillar of swing trading is going to be technical analysis. Now, at least for me, I'm a swing trader. A lot of people think that, you know, you need to care about the fundamentals or the revenue. People ask me all the time, Carter, you bought that stock and, you know, their revenue's not even that good compared to last quarter. Well, I got something to tell you. I don't care. I really don't. As a swing trader, I'm looking for short-term opportunities. I don't care where that company is going to be at in a year from now, because I'm going to be in and out of this position probably less than 2 weeks. You know, so you just have to understand that a good majority of trading is going to be technical analysis. And what is that? Very simple. It's using charts to get a general idea of where the stock has gone and where it can go in the future. So you're looking at certain moving average lines. You're looking at the RSI line. You're trying to find support, resistance. You're drawing trends. Maybe you're very, very into pattern recognition. All that stuff breaks down technical analysis. Yes, Does it work every single time? No, but it just helps you get an edge over other traders, right? So, you know, just make sure you guys have a general idea of the technical analysis you look for. So for me, lately, I've been obsessed with moving average lines. I think they're fantastic. So, that's kind of my bread and butter when it comes with technical analysis is using moving average lines and then finding stocks on like an RSI line or something along those. All right, let's move on to the third pillar of trading. The third pillar of trading, we did mention it, but it goes without saying, is that trading plan. You know, a trading plan is so incredibly important. You know, imagine a doctor going into a surgery without a plan. Yeah, that's not good. Imagine a football team going into a game without a playbook. You know, so having a good plan is so important. And, you know, one thing that I found when I first started trading is I was scanning stocks and I was finding stocks that maybe meet my criteria and I was just buying them. I was just buying them just to buy them. And obviously before long, you lose money. And then you're like, well, I'm scanning stocks. I'm trying to buy them here, you know. So, but if I would have just focused on my plan, okay, this is my entry. This is my exit. This is my profit. I have a lot more, I don't know, you just fully understand your position more. And it helps your emotional toll because you're confident compared to like if you buy a stock and you're like constantly worrying about it. So have a plan. You won't regret it. You know, trading, the more you learn, the more you earn. I say it on my YouTube channel all the time that the more you learn, the more you'll earn with trading. It goes without with any industry you're in, but I just think trading, there's so many people online saying this is the right way to do it. No, this is the right way. No. Find a strategy that works well for you. Paper trade for a little bit. And I know when you paper trade, you eliminate the emotional toll. I get it. I understand that. But you have to practice your entries, your exits, and your stop loss. If you don't do that, you'll have no confidence. Now, obviously, once you paper trade for like 6 months, maybe even a year, if you're still learning, that's completely fine. The next thing that I would do is after you paper trade is fund your account with like $100 and buy one share of the stock. If you're buying a stock, let's just say you have $100 and you're making a dollar a week or $10 a month or $10 every month. The only thing that's separating you from making more money isn't your strategy because your strategy is already profitable. It's actually your account size. And the great thing about trading and swing trading is the profits you make can be used as leverage. Now, what I mean by this, when you buy a stock today, right? And let's just say you turn that $100 into $110. Now, on your next trade, you have $110 to buy. So on that same profit, you know, if you made 10% or whatever, that it goes from, you know, 110 to 112 or something along those, or, you know, 100 and what would that be? 122, something like that. But so having a good plan is super, super, super important there. But let's talk about another thing here that I do want to bring up is it's not easy. This is the last thing I do want to cover today is trading is not easy, right? I said it before and I'll continue to say it because 90% of traders lose money, 90%. So how do you be in that 10%? That's what you got to constantly ask yourself is what are those 10% doing? Do you think they're taking a trade and when they lose money, they're not reviewing it? Do you think they buy a stock just to buy a stock? Do you think they never invest in education? Do you think they are, you know, whatever? I think a successful trader and what I do that's been working well for me, any loss I have is a trading lesson rather than a loss. That's huge because then I can look at it and go, well, yeah, why I bought it here, support was 2% lower. Oh my gosh. That explains why I cut my losses and, you know, whatever. So always review your losses as lessons. They're just mini lessons. It's like a college course. College course costs, what, $2,000, $3,000 at like community school? When you lose money, if you have a $2,000 loss, you better think that was a lesson, because if not, then that's just wasted money. But yeah, I just think, you know, trading is not easy. You have to treat it like a job, you know, like a doctor trying to become a doctor, or an engineer trying to become an engineer. It takes practice, it takes hard work, but overall you can do it. Invest in that education. I do have a course. It's great. You guys can use code YouTube to get 20% off. But yeah, I just think that a lot of people don't invest that time into education, don't have a community of people to ask questions, and then they wonder why they lose money. So guys, that is it. Those were the main pillars of swing trading and pretty much just my tips and tricks. So guys, I hope you guys all enjoyed this. We're going to be doing this about once a week, every, you know, Thursday or Friday, we'll post a little pod for you guys. So I hope you guys all enjoyed it. We'll see you guys later. Hit that like button and subscribe, and we'll see you guys tomorrow in the next one. Take care.